Very well, but nationally it's not looking good for her at all. All the opinion polls suggest that Emmanuel Macron is going to win by a majority of 60% to 40%.
The Yonne Valley is one of the poorest districts of rural France. The lack of job prospects has forced many residents to move away. Le Pen's Frexit plans worry marketing executive David De Silva, and so he'll vote for the pro-European candidate Emmanuel Macron.
On a accès à tout, à un grand marché, et ça serait dommage de le perdre. Aujourd'hui, on peut pas vivre sans l'Europe.
We have access to everything, a great marketplace, and it would be a shame to lose that. Today, we obviously can't live without Europe.
One of the most important factors in this election is the large number of undecided voters. If millions abstain, it could benefit Marine Le Pen. Restaurant worker Joanna Touillois voted for left-winger Jean-Luc Mélenchon in the first round and now faces a major dilemma.
Je ne me sens pas comprise par aucun des côtés parce que Macron.
I don't feel understood by either side because with Emmanuel Macron, it's all about capitalism and speculation. And Marine Le Pen, it's her family history of being on the extreme right. We've already been through this.
There's an undertone of defiance and maybe even desperation amongst the Front supporters as they chant, "We will win." In order for Le Pen to enter the presidential palace, there'll have to be a political surprise of Brexit or Donald Trump proportions. And that's the mantra to which parliamentary candidate Julien Odoul is clinging.
Parce que c'est la seule finalement qui parle au peuple français.
Because she's the only one who speaks to the French, the only one who speaks to the forgotten ones, all those French who've been abandoned for decades.
France's national anthem, written in the 18th century, is all about conflict. If Marine Le Pen upsets the odds and wins on Sunday, France and the European Union will face a major upheaval.
Vive le peuple de France! Vive la France!
But the pollsters believe French voters want stability and will follow the Dutch in rejecting right-wing nationalism. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Malcolm Brabant in the Yonne Valley.